Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-3-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Now, at the time of 22 minutes 8, here's Darren Frehill to tell us all about how great Argentina and Lionel Messi are.
Yeah, weren't they just, Angus? Good morning to you. Argentina, the world champions following their penalty shootout win over France. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, it took a while for this one to get going, but it will go down as one of the greatest finals ever. The game finished 3-3 after extra time. Lionel Messi scored twice. Kylian Mbappe grabbed a hat-trick, even though he finished on the losing side. Now, the South Americans appeared to be cruising in normal time, 2-0 up before Mbappe scored two goals in pretty much a 90-second spell late in the game. Messi then put his side back in front in extra time, but Mbappe equalised again 2 minutes from the end, and so we went to a penalty shootout. Argentina won that 4-2. Goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez, brilliant during the game, saved one, and France missing another kick, and that meant Gonzalo Montiel had the honour of scoring the winning kick. Would you like to hear the final penalty kick and how it sounded on radio in Argentina?
Of course we would.
Can't wait.
I knew you would. This is how it feels when your country wins the World Cup.
Hacelo, por favor, Montiel le pegó. Gol! Gol! Gol de Argentina! Argentina campeón del mundo. Argentina campeón. Argentina campeón del mundo. Argentina campeón del mundo.
No words, really, is there?
In any language, that is just joy.
That sounded like me last Monday morning. Do you remember when I lost my voice last Monday? That's what I sounded like last Monday. More on that game later on. Ballyhale will meet Dunloy in the AIB All-Ireland Club Hurling Final. Now, Ballyhale got the better of the defending champions, Ballygunner. They reach a fourth successive decider. Dunloy beat St. Thomas's, and many had written Ballyhale off, particularly when they lost the final last year. And a lot of talk of this being a team in decline. Well, Colin Fenn was having none of that nonsense, as he's been telling Mike McCartney.
We never go down, and that's one thing about Shamrocks, and we've learned that from our fathers before us and everything that they have done, and it's just a remarkable achievement. But look, today is the semi-final. It's a great achievement, but another game ahead before the final, so that's what we'll be looking forward to now.
And it's a great way to go into the Christmas too.
Oh, it certainly is. It certainly is. I talked during the week, I said, if we win this match, it'll be the first Christmas I'd be able to relax for in a very long time, and I'm really looking forward to it. And it's great to wait. All Ireland is 3 weeks after Christmas, so you do have that break there, you have that gap, and Dunloy, absolutely fantastic today, and they deserve to relax for Christmas as well. And the two teams are no doubt looking forward to an All Ireland final here in Croke Park.
Don't believe him, Dunloy. I can't see any Kilkenny man putting the feet up for the Christmas with a big match to come in the new year. That's going to be a cracking final. In rugby, Munster beat Northampton 17-6 in the Heineken Champions Cup. Gavin Coombe scored two tries in the first half, and then it was all hands to the pump in the second half because Munster had three players sent to the bin. Really gutsy performance from Tadhg Byrne and the rest of the crew.
We got ahead in the first half. We said we wanted a fast start. We managed to do that, and they were chasing in the second half, but the backbone we showed here today, that's what Europe's about, isn't it? It was just holding tough, down 13 men at some stage, just 14 for the majority of that half, and we stuck with it. We stuck to our system, and to hold a team like Northampton out is that's probably what we'll be happiest with there today.
Jockey Davy Russell has announced his retirement from racing at the age of 44. On any other morning, this would be the top story. This would be top billing. This guy is an Irish racing legend. Just one of the most busiest weekends we've had in the entire year in sport. But Davy Russell retiring, hanging up the saddle, and he confirmed the news after his win on Liberty Dance and the Mayor's Maiden Hurl at Thurles yesterday. He'll be best remembered for his brilliant partnership with Tiger Roll, winning two Grand Nationals at Aintree.
Well, I was talking about there the last couple of weeks, and I spoke to Gordon then, and racing was off for so long, and we were supposed to happen a couple of weeks ago, but thankfully it happened today now, and it was great to ride it for Tim, and obviously it was very special to ride it for Gordon, so they were kind of the very important things. I'll never forget my first winner, and I'll never forget my last, and there were so many special moments in between, and it's hard to really say one, but the last couple of years I rode a couple of Gold Cup winners in Leopardstown, but it's hard to get away from Tiger Roll, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Davey, hugely popular character. The rescheduled John Durkin Chase will run today at Punchestown. The big race gets underway at 2:10, and you can watch it live on the RTÉ News channel and the RTÉ Player from 2 o'clock. Cheltenham Gold Cup fancy Galopin Deschamps is in the field for that big race. Finally, Antoine Rosner won the Mauritius Open on 19 under par. Gary Hurley and finished 2 under par. He was best of the Irish, finishing in a tie for 14. Tom McKibben has had quite the month and he was tied for 40th.